Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Good morning, it is 7 June 2018 and irked by the recent meager cut in fuel prices, a man in Telangana cut a check of a whopping amount that he saved by the recent price cuts. That is 9 paisa. And taking loans has also become more expensive now that the RBI has increased its key repo rate by 25 basis points. Curfew carries on in Shillong and the farmer strike has entered its 6th day. Just to put it in perspective, maybe it sparks a small amount of empathy in you. The official data released in 2016 says the average annual income of a farmer in 17 states is less than 20,000 rupees. Annually. Let that sink in. Some of us spend that much in a month on food, on our vegetables and milk. And without further ado, let us start with today's edition of The Auditorial. Police have arrested 5 activists, including an editor, a professor, and a lawyer, on the suspicion of being urban Maoists, more than 6 months after an attack by alleged Hindutva groups on Ambedkarites visiting a war memorial near Pune. In 1927, B.R. Ambedkar had begun an annual gathering of his mostly Dalit followers at Koregaon Bhima, where the East India Company's predominantly Mahar Dalit force of 824 men defeated Peshwa Baji Rao's the Second's army of 28,000 mostly Maratha troops on 1st of January 1818. On the second centenary, Ambedkarites were attacked by mobs allegedly led by RSS leader Manohar Bhide's Shri Shiv Pratishthan Hindustan and former BJP corporator Milind Ekbote's Samast Hindu Aghadi. A 28-year-old passerby was killed in stone pelting. Bhide, whom Narendra Modi had addressed as Guruji in 2014, was obviously given a clean chit by Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in March. Ekbote was arrested and granted bail in April. And speaking of RSS, all eyes are on Citizen Mukherjee, aka the former president of the Secular State of India, who will be speaking as a chief guest at the Sanctum Sanctorum of Hindutva, that is the RSS headquarters at Nagpur today. Meanwhile, after ABP News circulated reports from supposed sources that his daughter is set to join BJP, Sharmishta Mukherjee, holidaying in the hills somewhere, clarified that the reports were rubbish and cautioned Pranabda against BJP's dirty trick department, and also went on to remind her daddy that by going to Nagpur, he was giving BJP and RSS full handle to plant false stories, spread false rumors, just like with her that day, and making it somewhat believable. And that is just the beginning. Even RSS wouldn't believe that you are going to endorse its views in your speech. But the speech will be forgotten, visuals will remain, and those will be circulated with fake statements, she said. And from a killer organization, we move to killer app, WhatsApp. But let's not blame the messenger here, or maybe a bit. But the story is from Sonipat in Haryana, where a man called Love Johar mistakenly shared a photograph of his family having dinner on the WhatsApp group, which was meant for Johar community of the city, instead of the family group named Johar Family. Meanwhile, an angry Johar community leader who wanted to stand for elections and had formed the other Johar community group on WhatsApp thought this to be a show of strength against him. This man, Dinesh alias Bunty, started an argument in the group and later asked the family to come to his home to discuss the issue, where they were attacked and someone hit Love on the head with a log and he died on the spot. Now, Dinesh, his wife and his two teenage sons have been missing and the police are still clueless about the whereabouts of the accused and have now constituted four teams comprising two SITs, that is Special Investigation Teams, to arrest the accused. And talking about assumptions in community, let us move to Assumption Island, where it seems our neighbors don't want to share anything with us. In a major setback to India's strategic outreach plans, the Seychelles government, giving in to growing opposition to the island nation, has said no to the setting up of an Indian military base at Assumption Island. The president of Seychelles said that the Assumption project will not move forward, nor will the Indian plan for a military base there be part of the agenda of talks between him and Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his India visit that is expected to take place around 25th or 26th June. India has been trying hard to counter China's string of pearls strategy, a perceived effort to encircle India commercially and militarily by raising its spheres of influence in India's neighborhood. And with that, let's move on to our international news, where Facebook now wants to move towards being a full-fledged media company. Not that it isn't, but it still likes you to believe that it is a social network. For years, Facebook has tried and failed to find a business model that rewards news publishers for distributing their content on the social network. Instant articles, news stories that were hosted and monetized by Facebook flopped. Deals in which Facebook paid publishers to create live video content led to lots of live video content, but not the kind of stuff that was very good. And eventually, once Facebook stopped footing the bill, the publishers stopped going live. And now, Facebook is paying Fox News, CNN, Univision, along with other news organizations to produce shows for its video services known as Watch, in the hopes of countering false news stories and boosting the social network's fledgling video ad business. The question now becomes, can these shows succeed where previous efforts have failed? Well, we will just have to wait and watch. And moving on to news from other nations, to Spain, where the conservative Popular Party leader Mariano Rajoy, who took office in 2011, lost his job as Prime Minister last week after losing a no-confidence motion in Parliament, making way for Spain's Socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, who removed Rajoy, has appointed his cabinet. Well, you may ask, what's so special about that? Well, he has given 11 of his 17 cabinet posts to women, a higher proportion than anywhere else in Europe. And not just that, he has given them some of the biggest jobs, including the defense, economy, finance, and the education portfolios. What are the odds of that happening in other European countries? You tell us. What we can tell you is that the odds of being struck by lightning twice is 1 in 20 billion. Getting a hole in one in back-to-back rounds of golf is 1 in 60 million. But what are the chances that you get lucky twice within a span of less than 2 years, especially when it comes to lottery? Well, 1 in 6 trillion, and that is exactly what happened to a man from Southeast France who has won the country's My Million lottery for the second time in less than 2 years. Universe can be on your side too, just got to give it a chance. That's it from us. Have a productive and a lucky day ahead. Goodbye from TakePod.in.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.